Hey, so this is Paula again, and I have with me today Deborah Bellis, and Deborah is going to be co-facilitating the next woman's retreat on June 25th, and she has some really interesting things to say about her experience over the years with women's groups and women's circles. So, Deborah, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in New England, and it's a summer. It's bright and sunny and a slight breeze, so it couldn't be any better.
Great. Happy to hear that.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about why you're offering women's retreats, especially virtually. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I've been a yoga instructor, Qigong instructor, for many years and offered women's retreats with other teachers. Like I would collaborate with another teacher because it's a lot of work and it's great to have several facilitators trying to organize something like this. And we would go away. I would rent an Airbnb and we would have the retreat in the home. There usually would be about 10 other people. 10 other women. And they're always, for one thing, women tend to be very, when they're in groups of other women, they tend to feel safe with the energy to be able to open up. And a lot of that is also who's facilitating too, to create that space. And I try to do that, create a space that they feel safe to express what they need to express. And it's also a great way to get out of your comfort zone, not to be home, you know, to be in another home with sometimes complete strangers. Not everybody knows each other either. And 3 days can seem like a month, a getaway, because you're away from your own environment. You might be away from your family. And it just gives some time to focus on yourself. And a lot of the retreats, there would be a theme involved. And we would just keep working on that theme, including always a movement of some sort, you know, either yoga or Qigong and, you know, meditation. We would also cook together, which is women love to do that too. Time to reflect. So it always seems like it was a month away rather than just a weekend because it's completely focused on the idea of retreating. And it's important to retreat because it kind of gives us a time to regroup and to refresh, and to hopefully maybe gather some new information and see and maybe have a new perspective on life, and then to go back into our life. So for this time, and I love doing them because they're very powerful, but now because of COVID and all this other stuff going on, I thought, you know, this might be a great time to do a retreat, but how do you do a retreat when you can't get together? And then everything's being done on Zoom. And I thought, well, this might be good. You know, let's try this. So collaborating with you and another facilitator, and we've put together a 4-hour retreat all on Zoom. And at first it sounds like, oh my God, like that's a really long time. Like, how do you do that? Mm. But because of the experience that we all have, we've been able to create a sacred space through the Zoom. And it actually works and everybody loves it. Of course, it's not the same as being in person and being away for several days rather than just 4 hours.
Well, let's just take a breather here. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back. Okay, so this is Paula, and we're back speaking with Debbie. She was sharing a little bit about what happens at one of the women's retreats that we're doing virtually. Our next one is on June 25th. And it is $49 that we're asking, and 10% of it is going to go to the food bank of the Hudson Valley in upstate New York, in beautiful Hudson Valley, to support all the people who have gone through this pandemic with less than maybe we all have. So going for a good cause. And you can text me and let me know if you'd like to sign up. Okay, Debbie, so tell me, how exactly is it changing the lives of the facilitators and some of the participants? Like, what stands out for all of them having taken and participated in this virtual retreat? Can you speak on that?
Sure. I think the biggest takeaway is a lot of them say, wow, I didn't realize how stressed out I was and how much I needed this. So I think that's a big takeaway, because if we don't recognize how stressed out we are, then we're not really taking care of ourselves. And once we understand, once we actually spend time focusing on the self-care, then it can awaken something in you about, oh, I'm really not where I think I am. I'm not as calm as I think I am. And recognizing that, then you can work on adding some more tools to your toolbox of how to take care of yourself. And I think sharing experiences with other people is really important. Listening to other people's stories, I think, helps us also recognize certain things about ourselves and generally what's going on with other people. So in a way, it's very comforting. And even though we, on the virtual retreat, there's not a lot of interaction with each other because it is only for 4 hours and we can't really see each other. When we do them live, there's a lot of interaction. Like, we'll feed off each other's maybe story, or, you know, ask questions, or sometimes just listening is all somebody needs. And it's just holding that space for them to feel that they can express themselves. And sometimes just saying words out loud, knowing that other people are hearing without a response from someone else, is all we really need. And I think once we let the words out, it helps us to reorganize how we're feeling. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big takeaway. Mm-hmm. And then we only have 10 women, which is actually a lot of women. And like I said before, I think women are very forthright in expressing how they're feeling. And if they don't, that's something I think they learn to do too in that safe environment. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, oh, I'm not the only person feeling this. You know, there's other people feeling the same thing I'm feeling. And then that creates the collective. And that creates the circle.
Yeah. And I hear that we're going to be doing the vision board. And maybe you could speak a little bit about that and how that helps women to process where they're at or where they see themselves going. Can you talk a few minutes about that?
Yeah. Vision boards are fun to do. Again, it's a way of seeing ourselves. The vision boards are visual. We usually don't use any wording on the board. So the board can be as big as you want it, as small as you want it. It's just kind of an outward affirmation for yourself, just to kind of see a visual of what you would like to manifest. I also kind of take some of the soul collage concept, which is the card. You can make a card or a board, and then you read them. You look at the vision, the vision board, and it will speak to you. And there's a certain way of learning how to do that. And it's very interesting to me because so much comes out of the visions that you pick and how you pick the different pictures. I just tell people, just look through magazines that you have around and just whatever picture attracts you for whatever reason. You don't even need to know the reason. You just cut it out. And then when we start creating the board, then you pick certain pictures that just kind of blend together. Again, it's kind of a subconscious process, and then the consciousness starts to reveal itself after you create it. So they're fun. It's a creative piece. I consider it a piece of art. And then you can use them as a reminder. You know, you could put them somewhere in your house as a reminder of, oh, that card told me to look for you know, calmness in my life or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to use the board. The theme of it will be new world, new vision, since everything's kind of changing right now. So I think it'll be a really interesting project to do together.
And so I take it that the participant doesn't need to be an artist or have previous art experience or to be fearful that someone's going to criticize what pictures they may have pulled out.
Yeah, and a lot of people do get nervous about that. And no, it's nothing that you do not. Everybody's an artist. You don't have to know anything about art. It's just using your just a feeling of, you know, when you look at a picture always can create a feeling. So it's just getting tapping into feelings rather than, oh, this doesn't look right. I think once we get caught up with that and the judging, then it kind of loses its steam and purpose. So I always tell people, if you start judging, just put it to the side, let it go, and just enjoy it. Just have fun with it.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds great. I am looking forward to being there as a participant when you start guiding us, and also in facilitating, because, you know, personally, I get something out of it too. Like when I'm done, I mean, yeah, you know, you get a little tired being the facilitator sometimes, but doing it with you and the other facilitator, I don't know, it just makes it more fun and it's easier. It's like hanging out with friends. And I feel like I really learn a lot, you know, from the experience. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As a facilitator, I always walk away with a lot of information.
Yeah.
And I just love the sharing with other women. It's just a really beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad you stopped by the studio today. And it's so great to hear your voice, Deb. I can't wait to hang with you.
Yeah, same here. Looking forward to it as well. It's a good thing about the Zoom. I think I see you more now than I did before.
Yeah.
Right? So that's been a really nice piece.
And for anybody who's interested in joining up, we may have a waiting list if this one fills up, but maybe you'll be the first one to do it. So you can go to myyogatherapist.com and send a message if you want to join. And everybody have a great day. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks a lot, Paula.